Today's podcast features an article from Discern Magazine.
A New Pope and the Enduring Power of the Papacy. The papacy is one of the world's oldest and most influential institutions, with a profound impact on history. Discover its surprising role in Bible prophecy, by Isaac Khalil. When a new pope is elected, the world watches intently. The smoke from the Sistine Chapel captures global attention. Black smoke means no consensus among the cardinals. White smoke signals that a new pope has been chosen. This dramatic tradition unfolded once again in Vatican City in early May, as the world awaited the successor to Pope Francis I and the new leader of the world's largest Christian denomination. No other religious office or institution captures the world's attention like the Roman Catholic Church does when a new pope is elected. After 2 days of deliberation, white smoke billowed into the sky, and the world turned its eyes to the balcony, awaiting the cardinal who would step forward to the crowd's jubilant cry, "Viva il Papa!" Long live the Pope. An American Pope. Following the announcement, it quickly became clear that this new pope marked a historic first. He was an American. Many were surprised by the selection of Cardinal Robert Prevost, who chose the name Pope Leo XIV. Born in Chicago in 1955, to parents of Spanish and Franco-Italian descent, he served as an altar boy and was ordained in 1982, later serving in Peru for 2 decades. When a new pope selects a name, it reflects the legacy he intends to uphold. By choosing the name Leo, Latin for lion, he aligned himself with Pope Leo XIII, who led the church during the social upheavals of the Industrial Revolution, a period of rapid and significant change. Many view this selection as a significant milestone, especially in light of the ongoing turmoil within the Catholic Church and the broader global unrest. Political and religious divisions continue to cause deep rifts, and the new pope steps into his role amid many challenges, including the aftermath of a contentious U.S. election and a shifting and increasingly dangerous global landscape. Some see this papal election as a pivotal moment for Western civilization, one that could help steer the world back from the brink. Given his American roots and close ties to the United States, the new pope was soon invited to visit his home country. Leo, a history of great upheavals. Pope Leo XIV assumes leadership at a time of significant upheaval in the Catholic Church. The Church is deeply divided, caught between traditionalists and those advocating for a more modern, inclusive approach. It also faces ongoing scandals, including sexual abuse, financial misconduct, and issues within the Vatican Bank. Beyond internal challenges, the Church must navigate serious global crises. The European migrant situation, wars in Ukraine and Gaza, strained relations with the United States, growing political polarization, and the rapidly evolving impact of artificial intelligence. The name Leo is steeped in papal history and is associated with leaders who guided the Catholic Church through times of great turmoil and change. Pope Leo I, or Leo the Great, led the Church through major theological challenges after his election in AD 440. At the Council of Chalcedon in 451, his letter affirming Christ's dual natures inspired the cry, "Peter has spoken through Leo," solidifying papal authority. He also met Attila the Hun and persuaded him to spare Rome from destruction. Pope Leo III, elected in 795, famously crowned Charlemagne as emperor in 800, widely regarded as the birth of the Holy Roman Empire. In return, Charlemagne defended the Church and reinforced its authority. Nicknamed the Father of Europe, Charlemagne united much of Western Europe under the Roman Catholic Church, often through force, giving pagan peoples the choice to convert or die. Pope Leo IX, who began his papacy in 1049, faced a major challenge to Roman authority from the Eastern Roman Byzantine Empire. The Patriarch of Constantinople asserted that his authority was equal to the Pope and independent from Rome. Tensions were worsened by key liturgical and theological differences. These disputes led to the Great Schism of 1054, when papal representatives excommunicated the Patriarch of Constantinople, leading to the division between the Eastern Orthodox and Roman Catholic churches. Pope Leo X, elected in 1513, led the Church during the Protestant Reformation, when Martin Luther denounced its corruption. especially indulgences and salvation by works. Luther's claim that salvation comes by faith alone sparked another schism, and his excommunication cemented the Catholic-Protestant divide that continues today. The various Pope Leos throughout history have been renowned for asserting the authority of the papacy. Leo XIII, reasserting the authority of the Pope. Pope Leo's namesake predecessor, Pope Leo XIII, 1878-1903, saw unrest caused by the Industrial Revolution. He is known for asserting the Catholic Church's absolute authority in both civil and ecclesiastic affairs. Notice these quotes from his writings. What the Supreme the Roman Pontiff, union of minds, therefore, requires, together with a perfect accord in the one faith, complete submission and obedience of will to the Church and to the Roman Pontiff, as to God himself, on Christians as citizens, 1890, section 22. Zakladni, what hold upon this earth the place of God Almighty, the reunion of Christendom, 1894. We define, declare the fathers of the Council of Florence, that the Holy and Apostolic See and the Roman Pontiff hold the primacy of the Church throughout the whole world, and that the same Roman Pontiff is the successor of Saint Peter, the Prince of the Apostles, and the true Vicar of Christ, the head of the whole Church, and the Father and Teacher of all Christians, and that full power was given to him. On the Unity of the Church, 1896, section 13. The Catholic Church has a long history of influencing civil affairs, shaping them to try to ensure that the Church maintains greater control over people's lives. Bible prophecy indicates that the Church will again play a significant role just before Christ returns to this earth. A revived Roman Empire. History has shown that the power of the Catholic Church has waxed and waned over the centuries. Its peak of power and influence has historically occurred during revivals of the Roman Empire, the very empire that marked its ascent. This phenomenon is not well understood by many, but it is prophesied in the Bible. The book of Daniel describes four major empires, represented by the gold, silver, bronze, and iron in a statue, Daniel 2:32-44. These empires began with Babylon, verse 38, followed by the Medo-Persian Empire, Daniel 5:28, 6:28, 8:20. Then the Greco-Macedonian Empire, Daniel 8:21, and finally the Roman Empire, Daniel 11:30. The Roman Empire, represented by the iron legs of the statue, would continue in various forms until Christ returns, Daniel 2:42-44. To learn more, read Daniel 2, Nebuchadnezzar's Dream. These four empires are also represented as four beasts, a winged lion, a bear with three ribs in its mouth, a four-headed leopard, and a ten-horned beast, Daniel 7:4-7. The final beast is described as different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had ten horns, verse 7. The Roman beast stands out from the other empires due to its ten horns. Unlike the other empires, the Roman Empire would be revived 10 times after its downfall. With the fourth, the Catholic Church regained its political influence over the empire. So far, the Roman Empire has experienced 9 revivals, related to 1. The Vandals, 429-533, 2. The Heruli, 476-493, 3. The Ostrogoths, 493-554, 4. Justinian, 554, 5. Charlemagne, 800, 6. Otto the Great, 962, 7. Charles V, 1520, 8. Napoleon, 1804, 9. Garibaldi through Hitler and Mussolini, 1870-1945. Although the 10th revival hasn't yet made its mark on the world stage, it appears to be slowly taking shape in modern Europe today. Another key difference between the Roman Empire and its predecessors is the rise of the little horn, described in Daniel 7:8 as having eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. This figure is further portrayed as making war against the saints, speaking blasphemies against the Most High, attempting to change times and law, and relentlessly persecuting God's true church, verses 21-25. All these actions describe a religious power that opposes God, his truth, and his people. History reveals that before the Roman Empire collapsed, A new spiritual force emerged from within the empire, the Roman Catholic Church. To learn more, read Daniel 7, Four Beasts and the Little Horn, and Who is the Beast? The Catholic Church waged war against the saints through inquisitions aimed at eliminating biblical beliefs that opposed its doctrines. Many of its doctrines, such as transubstantiation, Eucharistic adoration, infant baptism, purgatory, praying to saints, and the veneration of Mary, are patently unbiblical. Historically, those who upheld biblical teachings in opposition to the Roman Church were persecuted as heretics and declared anathema. The Catholic Church spoke pompous words against God by making blasphemous claims to authority meant for God alone. It claims the power to forgive sins, speak infallibly, grant salvation or damnation, and exert authority over governments. It considers its traditions to carry divine weight. The Pope claims to be the Vicar of Christ, one who acts in place of Christ, and claims titles that belong to God alone, such as Holy Father, Matthew 23:9. The Catholic Church changed times and law by claiming the authority to change the day of worship from the biblical seventh-day Sabbath, Saturday, to Sunday, deriding God's true Sabbath as Jewish. It has also replaced the biblical Passover and God's other annual festivals with pagan festivals like Easter, Christmas, and various saints' days. This same religious power of the little horn is depicted as the mother of harlots, Revelation 17:5, an unfaithful woman with harlot daughters, that is, other churches that teach similar false doctrines. She is described as the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, verse 18, which is a clear reference to Rome. A church of confusion. Pope Leo XIV steps onto the scene following a period of tension and debate under his predecessor, Pope Francis, who sought to modernize the Catholic Church by restricting the Latin Mass and adopting a more inclusive and progressive tone, particularly toward the LGBTQ+ community. The Catholic Church is no stranger to confusion. In Revelation 17:5, the harlot is called Babylon the Great, a name that traces back to Babylon, meaning confusion, and the Tower of Babel, the original symbol of mankind's pride and division. Ironically, Pope Leo XIV called on the media covering the Roman Catholic Church to lead the world out of such a Tower of Babel by disarming hateful words and promoting unity. Revelation 13:11 describes another beast with two horns like a lamb who spoke like a dragon. The comparison to a lamb suggests this beast appears to be like Jesus Christ, the true Lamb of God. John 1:29-36, Revelation 12:11-13:8-17:14. However, instead of speaking Christ's actual words, it speaks words inspired by the great dragon, Revelation 12:9. Jesus also warned of this deception, for many will come in my name saying I am the Christ, and will deceive many, Matthew 24:5. As Europe moves to reassert itself as a global power, we will witness the final revival of the Holy Roman Empire, with the Roman Catholic Church once again rising to prominence. Just as it has influenced past empires, the Church will play a key role in this formation. Its opposition to God's truth will intensify, leading up to the return of Jesus Christ. What role the new Pope will play in these prophetic developments remains to be seen. Keep a close watch on events unfolding in Europe and the Vatican.
Thanks for listening. For more information from today's featured article, visit lifehopeandtruth.com.